friends, this is MMA Nuts, episode 128.
But 28.
My name is Michael.
I'm Matt Griffith. This is the MMA show by MMA fans for MMA fans, where we walk the line between serious and ridiculous.
Yes, we do, and I hope all you had a very happy Thanksgiving. Even if you're not from the U.S., you should celebrate Thanksgiving because it's a fucking awesome holiday.
That's right. You'll only put on 15 pounds of weight, and it doesn't matter. You'll blow it all off in the next 2 weeks of an orgy of cardio.
Yes.
Yeah.
I wonder what the over-under is on, like, people getting, like, violently Montezuma shits, like, after Thanksgiving on Friday afternoon. Yeah. You're like, it's weird. I haven't had, like, it's been more normal movements, and all of a sudden you're like, bloop, bloop, okay, I'll be back. You got, like, a three flush on the toilet shit.
Well, and that's a weird day, because do most employers have their employees work on that Friday? It seems like they do.
Retail definitely, but Black Friday, Jesus. Hey, okay. I mean, these people are starting Black Friday at like 10 p.m. the night before on 8 p.m.
Yeah.
What's next? Black Friday is going to be like Black Week. It's crazy. Consumerism at its finest.
Fist fight for a $5 pair of headphones. I got to get them.
Stupid. I have noticed that I think the deals are mostly on shit that nobody wants. Like the no-name brand TVs, like the friggin' Insignia, Dynex.
Shit TV at the cheap price to get the people in the door, and they have five.
That's all they got.
I'm sorry. Although Apple did discount some shit.
Did they?
They were doing like a 10% off on like iPads and stuff.
Not the iPhone, though. Yeah. This is bullshit. I don't need a new iPad, but I was looking to get an iPhone for somebody for a Christmas gift, but no discount. So I guess I'll have buy it full price. So
that's one thing Apple's good for, not discounting their shit.
It's fine. They don't need to.
They don't.
They're making lots of money.
It's true. So when you're on top, you stay on top for a reason.
Yeah. That is definitely true. You know, I was on a road trip this week, and I was going to save this for knowledge, but I don't want to forget.
Go.
Steve Martin, the unabridged biography of Steve Martin. Very good. I listened to it on an audiobook. It's about 4 hours long. Amazing story, man. The guy, like, spent 10 years, like, in no man's land, just like doing all of a sudden his just wild success, just 3-4 years of just ridiculous. I mean, going from doing a couple hundred people shows to like 20,000, 30,000, 50,000. And he talks a lot about in this thing, a book about how like fame like really fucked him up because he just didn't feel like he was himself anymore, you know? And I recommend it to all of you out there. If you have some time to kill, I've been, because of Joe Rogan, I signed up for Audible. So
nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. I mean, I support the show, but I listened to that on the way there. It's really good. I recommend you check it out. It's kind of interesting. I think comedians have like this weird, I don't know. Comedians seem like they're somehow
more in tune with the world.
Yeah, like
because I'm guessing they probably smoke a lot of weed.
Maybe. Well, Steve's apparently, according to him, he did do that. He smoked a lot of pot sometimes, but apparently he's pretty clean. Clean cut, straight edge guy. So, you know, I remember most people probably remember him from his movies, but he did have a lucrative stand up career too. I've never seen his stand up. I don't know if you have, but.
Oh, it would have been a long, long time ago. Yeah. But I don't even remember it.
It's like a more of like a comedian slash magician slash crazy guy who was like ahead of his time for a while. So, one comment that struck me as interesting was he said that when he was coming up, somebody told him that it doesn't matter if the audience is laughing. He said you should watch the wait staff because they see you every day. If they're laughing, then that means that you're just ahead of your time. Because if people that see you constantly are laughing at your jokes, then it must mean, you know, you're doing something right.
True.
So I don't know. I'm just saying it's like a weird parallel universe going on here watching all these.
It's a good song.
Yeah. Parallel universe?
Sure.
Who's that?
Red Hot Chili Pepper.
Okay. I was gonna say. Is it called Parallel Universe?
Sure.
Okay. That
sounded nothing like it, but nice. I'm just editing some sweet
totally
baseline.
Major tangent.
It's all good.
I'm just saying, road trips, part of the holidays, you know? Not for you, but for me.
You should piss on the floor. That should be your mark. You need to leave your mark in every place that you go. Just piss on the floor.
Okay.
The toilet's there. Miss it.
Is it like your movie Dune where they have a piss hole in the bus?
Maybe. Okay. So what else is going on?
What else?
Yeah.
Well,
news.
The news is that Tommy Morrison has made a sighting, an appearance, quite interesting appearance, has he? Looking a little bit strangely
svelte.
Built.
He looks svelte.
Large up top, but skinny.
He's large and in charge.
And chicken legs. I don't know.
It's not looking
how the mighty have fallen.
You see that bum pinky too, like that?
Oh, you know, I analyzed that again. It looks like his pinky is just turned, but it's probably black from like holding pads or something. You know what I mean? Like
smoking crack. Was he lighting it on fire, hoping to get high?
The image that you see, which I'm sure you're putting up or already have,
it looks like
his pinky's all fucked up, but I think it's just bent and it's black from holding pads or something.
I don't know. Maybe he's a fan of shocking women. I don't know.
But wherever he's at, like, what's up with the dudes in the background? It doesn't look like a legitimate, like, boxing gym or whatever.
I'm guessing that you probably can't go into those establishments anymore. I don't know why. I'm just saying.
Well, according to one guy on the Joe Rogan podcast, HIV is not actually...
I never listened to that
...causing
one.
AIDS.
Yeah.
That's a good one. You should listen to it. Guy's out there. I guarantee you they'll have him on again with somebody to counteract his opinion, but I don't know. Magic Johnson, you know?
He's still alive. I thought AIDS was bad.
AIDS is bad? They say you can't get it from heterosexual sex, but only homosexual sex.
What about sex with a monkey? Isn't that how it came about?
If the monkey had AIDS, I have no clue how it got started.
I don't know.
So.
This is a Sam Kinison thing. Oh. Didn't he say it? There's a few fags, fuck some monkeys.
I don't know.
I don't know.
It sounds like something he would say.
Something like
it's
that.
It definitely sounds that way. But yeah, so Tommy Morrison, what the fuck? That's all I got to say.
I don't know. He's pushing the limit. He's no Jean-Claude Van Damme, but God damn it. And the guy make a run. There was some weird shit going on with him, too, because he wanted to get back into fighting. And then he said he didn't have AIDS and was like falsifying blood tests, allegedly. Didn't work out.
Could you imagine him like in a fight? What was that one?
Rocky Five?
Babalu versus...
David Heath?
Fucking... Can you imagine...
BJ Penn, Joe Stevenson?
Like, what the hell is going on? He's bleeding all over the cage and HIV everywhere. Just, like, spewing HIV.
Just a fucking mat.
Dude, Joe Rogan, oh my God, it's HIV Central everywhere.
Like that bag of ice that fell down, just a bag of HIV all over.
It's crazy.
Oh.
Can you imagine that?
That's disgusting. Nah, I'm going to go vomit. Either that or shit my pants. Whichever comes first.
This little HIV is good.
HIV is good, right?
It can be.
It's the best
makes
nickname
you lose
ever.
Weight, so I guess it does. Or something.
He's a spelt 165 now.
I don't know anything about the subject. I'm just saying. Obviously, there are those who believe HIV is not, you know, real, and those who believe it is. What the fuck do I know?
I'm not a doctor.
All I know is, according to my records, I do not have HIV yet.
I haven't been tested in a while. I don't know anymore. So,
but all the grappling I do, I could have the HIV. Who knows?
Probably. All that rubbing around. Man action.
Cock and balls.
Yep. Can't be good for you.
No.
Can't be good.
No. North-south position.
That's the only way I roll every time. I like to get myself in a little north-south. Yeah. Say, do you like that? Can you get out?
Yeah.
Like, Ingo, what's the problem? Why are you always putting me in North South? No reason.
I like the North South.
Sometimes I like to dominate my opponent. This is the way I like to do it with my balls on your face. Sweating.
It's ridiculous.
That's all good.
Okay. Speaking of sweating,
mm-hmm.
another bit of news. You asked me a while back, what the fuck happened to Herschel Walker?
Yeah.
Well, we have found him. He's doing a commercial. For Nissan.
And we'll just cut right to it.
Are you cutting to it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yo!
Hey, what's up?
What's up, Maddie?
Who's messing with my Heisman?
Herschel?
Hey. Looks good.
And we're back.
And we are back. So what a crazy commercial.
So is he gonna fight again or what?
I don't think so. Strikeforce has been dissolved. There's no way.
What? Blasphemy!
Come on, man, that shit's done.
And what happened? Another injury, right? Who else got injured?
Rockhold injured his pinky finger.
No, Tommy Morrison style?
I guess so.
Nice.
He's now no longer fighting. So that makes only one championship fight on that card. So I don't know who's going to pay to see that, but January is not looking so good. January 12th.
Yeah, I'm guessing it's canceled.
Should be. So they just cancel the whole thing. Who is he going to fight at heavyweight? Who do you see Herschel Walker going up against? What? Unless they bring back your friend and favorite, Tim Sylvia?
No, no one's fighting anybody. I don't believe in anything anymore.
Herschel in the UFC is never going to happen. I don't see
why not?
Why would they?
Freak show fights. The UFC
not?
Is for it.
Come on. You saw his, I mean, no disrespect to him, but you saw his Strikeforce fights. He wasn't exactly like.
He had this style, remember?
Well-rounded and you know, the man as far as striking goes. I mean, he's gifted at his age for sure, be able to do this kind of thing. But, I mean, not against UFC-level talent.
Herschel Walker versus Jose Canseco. Do you want to see it?
Yes.
See?
But.
What?
That's not going to happen in the
Why
UFC.
Why not?
Because it's like too much like wrestling. Come on. Dana will not do that shit. I don't want to see it in the UFC. I think they can do it in Strikeforce, but UFC.
Four words for you.
What?
Let me bang, bro!
Okay. I'm with you.
If they'll put that shit on TV, they'll put Herschel Walker versus any fucking freak in there.
Not on
Brock Lesnar. Tell me he wasn't a freak show when he first came in?
He was maybe, but at least he had.
He didn't
like,
have any experience.
Big, big, big pay-per-view draw.
But that was a freak show. UFC will bring freak show in.
They
will. You watch.
Yeah, but Lesnar was young, though. Canseco and Herschel are both like 80.
Well, Canseco probably won't make it. I just would like to see Canseco get the shit kicked out of him. Just
again.
Because anytime he fights, it's just not
awesome.
It's not worthy of a...
Yeah.
Yes, it's not good. But Herschel, because he could still fight. Maybe he's a senior league. He ain't going to go up against top-level guys, but what the hell? I watch him fight people.
Okay.
Because he only eats one meal a day, right?
Yes,
he's a vegetarian.
He's a vegetarian. He only eats one bowl of broccoli every day. That's it. And he stays huge.
He is. Like, I saw that commercial. Like, Jesus Christ, how he's in his 40s. And that guy is still fucking shredded.
One bowl of broccoli, Matt. That's all you got to do.
Apparently, I'm on the wrong diet.
Me too.
I want to try it.
Yeah. One bowl of broccoli. Try it for 2 weeks. See how you do.
Try it for a day and see how you do. You're gonna be angry as fuck.
Matt's gonna go from like, what are you, like 200 pounds to like 135 in 2 weeks.
I'll be down to like 135. Like, what happened?
I'm gonna be sitting here like Matthew McConaughey style. Have you seen him recently?
No.
It's ridiculous. He's playing some kind of AIDS patient.
Oh, here we go again. Didn't you say like Christian Bale did that once?
Yeah.
Why do these guys do that to their bodies? Just take a role that you're got to stay fit.
Method actors. Method actors. You got to stay in the moment. Which I heard, by the way, that new movie Lincoln is pretty amazing. Daniel Day-Lewis, somebody
I know. Is he the vampire hunter?
No, that's a different movie.
Oh, I was hoping that
I heard that movie was bullshit, but the book was good, supposedly. But no, this new movie, the Lincoln, it's like the last few days of his life when he gets assassinated and when he does like the 13th Amendment and all this. Apparently, Daniel Day-Lewis is like the shit in this movie.
Mm.
And he's like the ultimate method actor, if you remember him from that Let There Be Blood or whatever movie. Did you see that one?
I don't see it.
That's a good one. It's long and slow plotting. It's about the railroad tycoons and all that shit. That was a good one, too. He's amazing. So, method actors, man, that's what they do. They get in the role. They spend, you know, they lose the weight. They're on the set. They're in character 24/7.
Yeah. They'll do anything. They'll do coke. They'll do roids, whatever it takes.
Yeah.
My hand is itching like wildfire, by the way. It's fucking pissing me off, Ingo. I need to go burn it.
Okay. Rub some bards on it.
Well, I'm just going to like tuck it in the chair.
Maybe you need
hope
some
it stops itching.
You got some ringworm or something?
No, it's usually when I've eaten something that's irritated my body. Okay. It starts with an itch on the pinky finger.
Then
I sit there and scratch it till it bleeds.
The pinky finger leads all the way to the...
The balls.
Sorry,
usually my balls.
Okay.
I don't know. So what else is going on?
News-wise?
Yeah.
I don't know. I
think that was everything. Did we mention Todd Duffy back in the UFC?
No, but you
back in the UFC.
How do you feel about that?
I love it. We got to bring all these old guys back, and he's one of those guys that got cut for having an opinion on something.
Well, those were
he had
2 years ago.
A loss, and I think he made some derogatory comments about maybe the UFC not paying him enough, if I remember correctly. It was a long time ago.
Yeah, it was like 2-3 years ago. He was in no position to run his mouth, and I think Dana just said, "Fuck you, get out of here." So
you should be able to run your mouth.
But you got to give them credit. They do, right? I just read recently that was it Maldonado just got some big check from the UFC in the mail.
Yeah, it said that bonus he got would have been was bigger than had he gotten the win bonus. So.
They do right by people.
When you're on an 8-8 contract, that ain't hard. I don't know what he was on, but it seems like 8-8's the minimum now.
Yeah. Well, I mean, these guys, you know, it is what it is. It's just kind
of. It is.
It's nice to get a random check. I'll take a check. Send me a check.
Did you say chick or check?
Yes.
I'll take a random. Cha-ching.
Survey says ball sack.
That's right.
Okay. So, is news done?
I think we're done.
Okay. Excellent.
Let's get into the fucking card.
All right. We got a card to discuss. Today? We're a couple weeks early on this, but that's all right. As I scan my Tommy Morrison picture.
Not to worry.
UFC on Fox. Henderson versus Diaz. December 8th in Key Arena in Seattle, Washington.
Is it the 8th or the 5th? I might have written it wrong. The 8th sounds better. It doesn't even say it there.
It's the 8th. Well, according to my notes, which have known to be wrong at times. A card, I don't know, it's been mixed around. There's been a lot of fights in and out. Shit's going on.
This is in Seattle, Washington?
Oh, yes.
So I got to say it. Are we going to have a lot of fighters test positive for weed? Since weed's not legal there?
It's legal there, but it's not legal according to the UFC.
Well, I know. They still have those gay rules, but do you think anyone's going to get popped for that? I think they're smart enough not to, but who knows? What if a guy loses his mind?
From smoking weed?
No, I mean getting out there where it's legal.
That's never happened.
What if there's weed everywhere now? It's fucking like...
put the weed in the water, man.
That's right. They're not going to fluoride treat it. They're weed treating it.
Weedination instead of fluoridation?
Go for it. I'll just sit back and wait. You'll get
What's
it.
That's the right word.
Just say one. It'll all work out.
Fluoridation?
Fluoride in your water. Okay. Fluoridation. Still sounds retarded. I'd just say they add fluoride to your water, and it's not good for you.
Well, so they say. I'm already dumb, so I'm good. So let's talk about the first fight on the card that we like. For UFC on Fox 5.
UFC on Fox 5.
All right.
All right, we got BJ.
The Prodigy!
Penn, he's 16-8-2 versus Rory.
What a boy!
McDonald, he's 13-1. McDonald, 46% of his wins by KO, 46% by submission. Penn, 44% by KO and 38% by submission. And the odds from BetDSI, Penn at +220. McDonald and -280. What do you see going on here?
All right. Let me start off with two interesting facts. I told you
BJ Penn is not gay.
I don't know if he's gay. Probably not. He just
it
had
doesn't
a
matter.
Doesn't matter to me. He can be gay all day. Does not
What's
matter.
The second random fact?
That wasn't the first one. Okay.
Sorry.
All right. BJ could be considered the most veteran fighter in the UFC.
He has
the record for most fight time in the UFC at 4 hours, 48 minutes, and 51 seconds.
That sounds like blasphemy. I don't buy that stat. So, where are you getting your information from?
I don't know. I added this shit up. It sounds like...
Some guys have fought their whole careers in the UFC.
Fucking long time.
Well, he's had a lot of title fights then.
Also, BJ Penn, according to Fight Metric, has been hit only 644 times in his UFC career, and he's never been knocked down. Interesting.
I don't believe that one either. I don't believe your math, Ingo. I hear what you're
according
saying.
To Fight Metric.
I'm trying to think back.
It's no secret that I'm a huge BJ Penn fan. I had to find some obscure random shit.
So you're telling me that I'm going to go back to BJ Penn versus GSP.
Didn't get
two.
Knocked down that
he
fight.
He never got knocked down?
Got taken
he just
down.
Got shit beat out of him then.
Well, he did, but he did not get knocked down.
Mm.
Tough as shit. Also, in this fight, Rory McDonald had to postpone his original fight time because of a nasty cut. Remember that photo you saw on the internet? Disgusting. And we all know that BJ Penn is a very good boxer. Okay? Not to mention he's an excellent jiu-jitsu practitioner. And everyone remembers that fight against Carlos Condit that Rory McDonald had, which he got the shit beat out of him for two rounds.
No, he beat the shit out of Connick for two rounds.
He got the shit kicked out of him for one round. So I want to go ahead and say this, okay?
Go.
This is the biggest step up in competition for Rory McDonald that he's ever had in his career. When you look at the records and the fights that both guys have had, McDonald has fought a lot of C and B level guys where BJ Penn has been up against the best of the best, with the exception of Carlos Condit.
Okay.
Sorry. Let me preface that. Strike
Don't
that.
Be professing
it.
Me.
Okay. Carlos Condit was his best opponent to date. And otherwise, his opponents have not been, I think, A level for sure. And BJ has fought the best of the best in his entire career.
Sure.
Huge step up in competition. The only factor I'm worried about is cardio. It's always been a problem for BJ. But I think the fact that this is a 3-round fight, not a 5-round fight, everything is in BJ Penn's favor. The boxing, the jiu-jitsu, the balls, the fucking everything else. BJ Penn, I'm taking BJ by TKO Dr. Stockage, second round. He's going to beat the shit out of Rory McDonald.
He's going to reopen his cut.
Yes, he's going to open that shit up like a large vagina.
He'll probably lick it while it's open.
So like,
you like that?
I love BJ
you
Penn,
like me
Sean
licking
shirt.
Your gash?
I think we're going to see a resurgence of BJ. He's excited for this fight. I think they're both doing VADA testing, aren't they?
Whatever it is, it shouldn't be involved.
What, the VADA testing?
Yes. Fuck testing. Fuck. They're not on the juice. Just stay out of it. We don't need any more regulators.
Well, you know, BJ's not, but Rory might be. Who knows?
Well, every time Rory fights, he gets bigger and bigger.
He does. He's
but he's
big.
Also growing. He's fucking 23, so
he's eating a
maybe
lot
he's still growing.
Vegetables and meats. So I'm taking BJ Penn. Second round, Dr. Stockovich. TKO via punches to the forehead.
Good for you.
Yes. What do you say, sir?
Well, BJ Penn has won one of his last five fights.
So
there may be a trend there that he's going on this downward slope, and it's very slippery right now. I have a lot of respect, but I'm just saying. Sometimes...
Like Astroglide slippery?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's the best of the best. McDonald's trained with GSP, so he knows what it's like to train with a champion.
True.
Penn will have issues. Like, he may win round one. I'll give him one round.
Oh, for sure.
But cardio-wise, it remains to be seen if he's going to be able to hold up. And he's been out for 14 months.
BJ?
BJ Penn, yes. 14 months since his last fight. And the last fight was against fucking Nick Diaz, where Diaz pretty much beat him pretty soundly. I don't think McDonald will do that per se on the feet in the first round, but I could see him do it in the second and the third round. And I think he's not going to get takedowns in that first round. It's all a matter of, like, when is BJ going to gas out? It's not a matter of if he is. It's a matter of when. And I'm saying by round two, I don't care if he's at 170. Even though I did see him shadow boxing on Thanksgiving, he looked pretty felt.
Dude, the man is ripped up. He's excited. A motivated BJ Penn! That's all I got to say. A motivated BJ Penn.
Okay.
Cannot be stopped.
This is a changing of the guard fight, Ingo.
No way.
Out with the old, in with the new. In the most respectful way ever. So, McDonald takes him down second and third round, pounds him out, but he's not going to finish him. So I'll take McDonald with the decision.
Are you telling me McDonald's going to take BJ Penn down, the man who cannot be taken down?
In the second and third round.
Because he's tired.
Yes, okay. Not in the first round.
Okay.
GSP was able to do
What's the over-under on Joe Rogan commenting on BJ Penn's flexibility and inability to be taken down because of his flexibility?
And he uses his legs like their arms. I'm going to bet dollars to donuts on that one.
Donut sounds good right about now.
Want some? I don't have any. I got every other treat. No, fucking Thanksgiving people's.
I could eat a whole pumpkin pie at this point, but I will not.
Awesome. All right, so you got Penn. I'm taking McDonald. Magic 8-Ball likes to get hazy. Rory McDonald. Woo! All right. Ready for the next one? All right, we got Mauricio.
Shogun!
He's 21-6 versus Alexander.
The Mauler.
Gustafsson. He's 14-1. Shogun, 86% of his wins by KO, 5% by submission. Gustafsson. 64% by KO, 21% by submission. The odds from BetDSI. Shogun at +160. Gustafsson at -200. So here's the cool trend for you. if you're looking at trends. Shogun is gone. Win, loss, win, loss, win, loss, win. He's trending for a loss.
Ooh.
This seems like another changing of the guard fight, even though it's like Shogun is only 31, but in my mind, he seems like he's 40.
Like 80.
it's a lot of wars.
Old.
And it's another fight where, like, I think a guy does good for one round, and then cardio will fail him in round two and three, and Gustafsson will use his, he should have a pretty significant reach advantage. I think he's 6'4".
6'5", according to your...
Well, it depends.
Stat here.
Depends which
he's standing on
website you want to look at. So call him 6'4 and a half. They might round up here.
Yes.
UFC's stats are terrible, by the way.
They make him seem
not larger. Legit. It's not MC Hammer, all right? It's not too legit to quit. Goddamn Gundam style. Fuck those guys.
Was it?
$820 million. Yeah. He's too legit. Too legit to shit. Hey, yeah.
Nice.
Anyway, so I like Gustafsson. I don't think Hart can win you this fight, Shogun, but it'll be fun to watch. But I think Gustafsson's going to win this one. So I'm taking him with a third round TKO. I think he finishes Shogun third round. What say you?
Well, I think the guys are both obviously major strikers. A lot of finishes via knockout in both careers. I think, what did I write down here? 14 career wins with 9 knockouts for Gustafsson, 18 knockouts and 21 wins for Shogun. Both guys are very strong in the, like, sort of wrestling department. Shogun is, I think, has underrated takedown skills. I think Shogun is a guy who controls a distance really well. I mean, you saw that against Machida. He kind of out-Machida'd Machida. And you know, you see this time and time again with him. He gets guys to kind of back up. He gets aggressive, and then he clinches up and he takes him down with like a jiu-jitsu takedown or like a little trip or whatever, and then he pounds him out. Somehow he keeps landing in half guard or full mount even, and just gets fucking, just goes to town on dudes. I feel like they're very evenly matched, and the number one thing for me that is a factor in this is the fact that Shogun has way more experience in this fight. And I think Gustafsson is going to be nervous because of the big fight implications. This is like probably one of the guys I'm sure that he looks up to, and it's a huge opportunity. I think they did say that whoever wins this fight gets a shot at the title again.
Good.
Can I say this? So I'm going to say that Shogun, via aggression and style and just overall better jujitsu, better takedown ability, better ground and pound, is going to win this fight. And I'm going to go ahead and say this over quick. I'm going with like a 2 to 3 minute finish by Shogun. I think Gustafsson's overwhelmed. You cannot use fucking crazy kicks against a guy who's coming forward against you. Doesn't work.
Sure you can. You can do whatever you want.
You can?
Oh, yeah.
You need space to throw that funky shit, you know?
He can control his range.
True.
He's not afraid.
Because if it gets out of the first round, I don't know. I'm not so confident anymore.
There's a lot of first round guys here tonight.
Yes. So, and I'm going to predict that this will be fight of the night, actually. I think this is going to be pretty darn good.
I'm saving my fight of the night for the next one.
Ooh, okay then.
All right, so I got Gustafsson, you got Shogun, Magic 8-Ball.
Sure.
Shogun.
Shogun! Hoo-ah. All right, what do we got?
Look at
that. Sponsors! We have GoDaddy.com, where you can go and...
Man up! 3 domain names, $4.95 each. Don't be a bitch. Buy now.
Listen, you guys know that just like me, just like you, you always have this one crazy idea when you're sitting around.
I usually have 3.
You have 3.
I don't know, I just go with
3. Fair enough. You have 3 ideas.
I have 2 testicles, Ingo. Just so you keep your track at home.
Fine.
Be aware.
Some people have 1, some people have 3.
I want to be 3. I should get an extra one.
My point is that on your cell phone, you can easily go to GoDaddy, use code MMANUTS, and say, fuck it, I want to get that domain name I'm thinking about. It's only $5. It's a commitment. It's for a year. You own it. If you want to do something with it, great. If you don't, you just let the shit
expire.
Right.
There's something about owning something. That's
awesome.
Yeah,
it's yours. It's your piece of the internet. Maybe you have this great idea of like selling candies to 5-year-old girls in special like designs. I don't know, that you're going to bake in your own oven and you want to sell them, okay?
What?
It's called like...
I thought you were going to say like 5-year-old girls with special needs. Because the girls are special. And
my point is go to GoDaddy, use code EmilyNotes.
Like jelly beans.
$4.95. Jelly beans are awesome, by the way. Do you have any jelly beans right now? I'll eat some. I'll eat the shit out of some jelly beans.
Only the vomit flavored ones, Ingo. I hear those are gross.
I like vagina flavored jelly beans.
I don't know if they make them. They're patenting that right now. I do remember a scratch and sniff pussy in a Playboy once. That was pretty fucking awesome.
How did they get that scent?
I don't know. When you're like in seventh grade and you find that, you're like,
it's just a fucking crapshoot.
Like, why
it's
does like, it smell like fish? Kind of... Is this good?
No,
is
they
this
don't right? Smell
is this,
like that.
Is this Playboy tainted?
They don't always smell like that. They can smell any various different ways.
That's a weird monster animal, whatever you want to call
Roll
it.
Roll the dice. Like a fucking random pull the lever.
It's a slot machine. That's what it is.
Yes.
Goddamn slot machine.
So go to GoDaddy. Use code EmilyNotes.
Back to GoDaddy.
$4.95. Also, we are sponsored by Defense Soap, my favorite post grappling HIV stopping
HIV defense
soap, defending defense
hey,
soap.
Hey, Tommy Morrison.
Yeah, he needs this. He needs this for sure. Or actually, whoever is working out with him needs this.
That's important. You better start defense slicing it up and eating that shit.
Use code MMANOTES and get 15% off of any order. You can spend $1,000 and you save $150. Doesn't matter. Go crazy. Stay black. Also, we are sponsored by
Q5 Combat.
That's it.
I just look over there.
Q5 Combat. Where you can buy supplements and all kinds of good things. Their design is that they want to cater to the older crowd. They're looking for like mid-30s, 40s, kind of a...
If you're 73, yes. And you can still get a hard-on.
Yeah, and you want to get a
this
big...
This stuff's for you.
Yes, that's right. No, seriously, my favorite product of theirs is Launch Fuel. I like it before grappling sessions. It's not quite as crazy as like taking your... What the fuck is it? You were taking Jacked or whatever?
That shit's not heart legal feels anymore.
It's going to fly out of your chest.
Yes.
So this
that's
is a
what you
mellow,
want.
Smooth, alert kind of a feeling. But go there, q5combat.com. Enter code MMANOTES and save 10%? I forgot.
Yes, 10%!
Sounds right. So be there or be square.
Nice.
Last but not least.
Bard's Beer! Best gluten-free beer in the world. You go to bardsbeer.com. You can find a retailer or a location near you. I'm drinking a little right now.
I am not, but I wish I was.
I'm just drinking fucking tar over there.
I have the 1050.
It's only 10.5% alcohol.
I recommend this because you need like two or three beers and you're good.
That's yeah, fucking it's like, hammered.
It's like you're all set. It's good stuff. It's pretty strong actually, but it tastes good. So made in Colorado. I would hope it'd have some extra ingredients in it, but
yeah, I'm not gonna say that idea. We're gonna save that one.
Okay. Branded beer.
Yeah. Okay. Laced with something. All right, you ready for some fucking main event action?
I am ready!
All right, we got Ben.
Smooth!
Henderson, he's 17-2 versus Nate Diaz.
No name.
He's 16-7. Henderson, 47% of his wins by sub, 12% by KO. Diaz, 69% by sub, 19% by KO. And the odds from BetDSI, Diaz at +125, Henderson at -155. What do you see going on here?
Well, I have not written down a prediction because I am torn on this fight. I feel like...
Torn, okay. like you need to shit yourself and you sit down, you rip your pants. Torn. Rip torn, like that gay dude who always throws confetti in that... I don't know.
Dude,
do I keep going on torn
where?
Tangents? I don't know.
I don't know.
Torn nuts.
Like torn nuts? What? Torn. I have no
bit
idea.
Torn.
I have no witty retort for your question, sir.
I'm just spewing bullshit and nonsense.
Okay. All right.
Go!
Listen, Nate Diaz.
Ready.
Ben Henderson. All right.
209.
It's no secret that Nate Diaz has had trouble in the past with very strong wrestlers.
Every time you talk, I just want to keep throwing shit out there because
why?
My brain's just like saying other things. I'm okay. Trying to be quiet, but sorry, go ahead.
Okay. I have mush on the brain from this beer. Maybe I shouldn't drink this
no,
shit.
No, it's fine. I just,
all good.
Well, these other thoughts. Go.
All right. So that is a big factor for me. I don't know, but a lot of the guys he has trouble with have been at 170 pounds. At 155, different story. I know that Henderson's very athletic, but at the same time, Diaz has a very, very active guard.
Would you say it's wicked?
more than wicked.
All right.
Caesar Gracie, black belt, obviously.
Is he a black belt in Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu?
He is. Nice. And the thing about his black belt, I know we joke about this, that shit's legit.
That's the thing. It's like every time we watch the telecast of the UFC, they tell me he's a black belt in Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. I'm like, really? No bullshit.
Yeah.
It's either tell me when he isn't or tell me who it's under.
Right.
So
I think both Diaz brothers, when shit hits the ground, you have to be very careful because they in an instant can change the course of a fight. Diaz has a wicked guillotine, which I think is one of the things that can definitely be used against Henderson, who's been known to get out of submissions, arm locks, kimuras, all kinds of shit that he's been out of like in his career.
Mm-hmm.
I think a guillotine is one that can definitely stop the guy. I also want to say that I know that Henderson has very good Taekwondo, but I think Diaz has a striking advantage with his boxing. He's not a power puncher, but he's a guy just like his brother who pushes forward. And I again will say, I said earlier, it's hard to kick somebody that's moving forward on you. Kicking is really effective against someone who's trying to back away. But if they're coming at you and you're constantly on your heels, it's very difficult to land kicks on them.
I disagree.
So, for that reason...
Push kick.
Push kick, yeah. And this is a five-round fight, so I don't know. If it goes to decision, I'm saying Ben Henderson 100%, but I'm going to go ahead and say this. I'm gonna predict that Nate Diaz will take the first couple of rounds and control the fight via his boxing. When Henderson gets frustrated, tries to take him down, Diaz is going to finish his shit up with a triangle, sir, and finish it in the third round. Nate Diaz, triangle, takes the belt. What's up, bitches? 209!
I don't know.
209.
It's fucking retarded. He drank himself retarded! They're spiking his 10-50s with 420s.
I'm all good. What do you say? I have a feeling you're not going to agree with anything I said.
Everything he just said was bullshit.
Fucking bullshit.
Fucking bullshit.
Okay.
Diaz always struggles against strong wrestlers. True. He has his entire career. More so at 170, but at 155, Ben Henderson's like a pocket Hercules. You ever look at the thighs on that man? Because I'm sure they'll be talking about the whole fucking telecast. He looks like he's a goddamn running back with his thighs.
Put some honey on that shit and fucking.
I want to get bite right sauce, into them.
Dip it in some ranch.
They're all over it. So the other thing, like you talk about Diaz, he breaks people, like both of the Diaz brothers, they break people with their cardio.
Yeah.
But you're not going to be able to do that against Henderson, so you're going to have to be a little more crafty.
25-minute fights a few times now.
And the challenge, too, for Diaz is he needs to sucker Henderson into a striking match. I mean, yes, he can work off his back, but, you know, Henderson has been one of those guys, even when he gets caught in a submission hold, he typically does not get submitted. He's only been submitted once, and that was real early on his career. And we've seen him in many fucking locks, and he has not gotten submitted. So I think it's going to be really difficult for Diaz to submit him. Sure.
Well, I know that, too. He competes a lot in Gi Jiu-Jitsu.
Henderson, who?
Henderson does. He's in tournaments constantly. Jonas has actually fought him. He lost via advantage, I think.
Who?
Jonatus. He lost to Henderson. Said he was really tough. And this was like a couple years ago. Like the guy is a really tough jiu-jitsu guy. And
yeah.
He didn't get submitted. He didn't get finished. I think he lost via advantage or 1 point or something. Like that's right. I think Henderson passed his guard like right at the last like 30 seconds or whatever. So the guy competes in Gi Jiu-Jitsu. He's no joke. He's only like a purple belt though, I think. I don't know. It's fucking like whatever. It's hard to. You can't put your finger on this jiu-jitsu. It's really difficult.
It's tricky.
How do you rate the guys? You know.
Right. And then just I think the biggest thing that Henderson has going for him is just his athleticism. His athleticism. That's the biggest thing he's got. And you know, he's won a lot of fights by decision of late. Like I was looking back at this, I'm like, holy fuck.
But why is that though? He used to be kind of more of a finisher type guy, like a little more exciting. Is he?
Well, I think you're also at a point where, like, when these guys, and I think a couple exceptions to the rule, are like John Jones and even Anderson Silva. It's like when you start fighting the top of the top, it's like you get a stalemate.
Yeah.
Where guys can't finish each other, with exceptions to those other guys, but. I think this is Henderson's fight. I don't think he's going to get sucked into this boxing match like Cerrone did.
I mean,
and that's because even like the shit talking, like Henderson's not going to buy into the shit talking. He's like, yeah, whatever. So
he's like a real high energy guy, though. You don't think he'll feed off that like negative high energy that a Diaz brother brings? Henderson is like a high energy kind of like, he seems like, you know, like he's like a hamster on a treadmill, just wants to go. And if Diaz is constantly in his grill, just kind of poking that guy, like, come on, fucker, bring it. Hit me.
Not going to phase him.
No?
Henderson decision.
Okay.
But the question is, though, what do you think the odds are on a fucking immediate rematch?
It's
155.
It's a draw.
You know, yeah. I almost guarantee that this will be like razor close and maybe even a split decision. But fucking A, we gotta have a fucking rematch immediate.
I don't think so. I think Gilbert Melendez should get a shot at this shit. Whoever wins.
Well, Gilbert probably won't fight Nate, will he?
Probably not.
I doubt it.
So what is that? So.
All right, let's get out of this fight.
Thank you.
I got Henderson.
I got nothing
left.
You got
Diaz.
I'm done.
Magic 8-Ball.
Survey
Henderson.
Says.
And this fight's free, so that's the cool part. I can actually watch this on Fox.
It's not on Fuel?
It's not on Fuel. Fox or FX, I'm down.
I might
with.
Have Fuel. I don't know anymore. I got to check.
If you have Fuel, I might have to switch back to Comcast.
There was some stuff from Fuel on demand, so I was able to watch some things on demand from Fuel. But I haven't checked if I have the channel. I'm assuming if it's on demand and I have...
You probably have the channel.
I probably have the channel now.
Interesting. I like my WoW. It's like...
Yeah, how is that? I was looking at hooking my mom up on that.
$40 less. If you want to hook it up, I can get her like a discount. So I can... If she's eligible, she can get a discount. Like if I refer her, she gets some kind of $25 a month discount or something.
We'd like that.
For 3 months.
Because I was looking at the packages and...
They're cheaper.
She needs to get off of Comcast. They're like jacking her around.
They're
those
people,
are
dude.
Fucking assholes. The only reason I'm on them is because I don't have a choice. It's Comcast or no cable.
WoW. And I have 50 meg download.
How much?
50.
You fucking bitches. I was testing my speed today. I was at 8. I don't even know what I'm paying for. My upload was nice. I was getting a nice straight 5 up.
Okay. That's where I'm 55. That's where I am. 50 up, download.
I'm more interested in up.
Well, the download is nice because,
shit up.
You know what? I can be downloading like a couple of movies or some shit, and then I can still play Xbox, and it doesn't bother it at all. It doesn't phase it.
Nice.
So. If you want to download like a ton
of getting hardcore porn straight out of Thailand.
Like 12 gigs of porn at 1 minute.
He bangs cock and bang cock.
That's right. I got hoes in different area codes, as they like to say.
Yeah, apparently. All right, let's get some viewer mail. Are you ready?
Yes.
Some awesome themed music.
Da 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 da.
All right, first I want to say a bunch of people asked for like KO of the year questions, fighter of the year, fight
early.
Of the year. I said, we're just going to do it on Facebook. We'll just make a post, probably starting this next week, like fight of the year, fighter of the year for our end of the year show. So,
dude, submission of the year, I still, Frank Mir, come on.
Probably. You can't
Is there anything close?
I don't know.
KO, there's been a couple. I mean, I remember a few.
Well, Kung Lee's in contention.
Yeah, if Rich
That's
Franklin.
That's late.
And then, wasn't there like a head kick KO by...
Was that Barboza?
Yeah. That's it. Yeah. I don't know.
So,
there's been a few. We'll make
posts.
Good idea.
Because I want everyone else to vote, and then we'll do it how we did it last year. It's all good.
Vote on our website?
Yeah.
On forum?
Or on Facebook. You
can
do
you
on
vote
Facebook
on Facebook?
Too. Yeah, you can poll. It's all about polling.
I'll poll on Facebook.
The staff.
Polling?
All right.
Satisfaction.
All right. Ryan Smith asks, if Eddie Alvarez comes into the UFC, who would you match him up against? And he says, and by the way, I'm going to UFC Fox 5 in Seattle.
Wow, that's a long
Have
way from Colorado.
Have fun and enjoy some more legalized weed.
Ryan, I'm so jealous.
You don't get enough in your home state
Seriously.
Of Colorado. Anyways.
Send us some brownies or some shit.
They do that?
Yes.
Yeah,
you can do that.
I don't want that. That's got to be gluten-free.
It's all good. I'll take the brownies. Lollipops.
No.
Don't be stingy, motherfucker.
No, don't send it. Wait, I should say this. No, don't send anything to him.
So wait, I lost the question. I just got sidetracked. What was the question?
Eddie Alvarez comes in the UFC. Who do you think he
fights? Is he coming in at 155 or 170?
Probably 55.
Okay. Should he get an immediate title match?
I don't think so. I think he should get a warm-up fight. So, aren't Pettis and Cerrone supposed to fight?
Yeah, something like that.
You know, like winner of that is like maybe a warm-up. Yeah, he needs to fight a top 10 guy when he comes in.
Yeah.
I don't think he should get a title shot because look at Hector Lombard
Dennis
when that
Seaver?
Fucker came in. Hector lost
George
his warm-up.
George Stauropoulos, which who the fuck knows where that guy's been?
He's doing his tough smash. He's supposed to fight Pearson, I think, at the end of that, no?
I thought that was over.
Did they fight yet?
No.
Is that show over? I don't know. I'm so far behind. I'm so disappointed with all these tough shows.
Tough sucks.
I stopped watching the Carwin Nelson one. But did we not talk about this when they started the show? I'm like, I can't believe you're having fucking Shane Carwin as one of the coaches and Roy Nelson. I mean, just from the get-go, based on personality, you knew there was going to be an issue. The only interesting aspect was like the relationship between Dana and Nelson. And whatever. I don't know. I don't give a fuck about nonsense. I just want to see interesting fights and training.
I'm with you.
So, did we answer a question? We just kind of transitioned
sort
to
of.
It.
Sorry, Ryan. We got sidetracked. Send brownies. Fucking hell.
To him. All right. Darian Vartan asked, do fighters fart in a fight?
Maybe. Probably. I don't know. It happens in the jiu-jitsu gym, I imagine.
Oh, yeah.
If you got to fart, you got to fart, man. You can't hold that shit in.
It depends what position you're in. If someone's got mouth on you, you're squirming and worming. They shit themselves, too, Tim Sylvia.
Yes, they do.
What's happening? His next question, Darian Vartan. Why is Dana White thinking that the fighters' union is a joke? Is he afraid of something?
Well, of course.
What is he afraid of?
Okay. Losing control of his brand and the, you know, look what happened with the NFL and NHL. And I mean, it's all, anytime you introduce a union, that creates a big problem for the people.
Yeah, it means strike.
Yes.
What would happen then? Scabs. Well, I still want scab fighters.
Scab MMA fighters.
We're going to get scab hockey players to fucking fight MMA.
Oh, Jesus. No, I mean, of course, if these guys have unions, their pay will go up. Their benefits will go up. Everything will cost more.
They will
more.
Retain the rights to their likeness in video games.
Right. So, of course he doesn't like it. Why would he?
I would like it either.
True that.
So.
All right. Greg LaFountain asks, what three celebrities, actors, singers, etc., would you like to see be guest Octagon girls for a night?
Good question. You want to go or you want me to
go? No, go ahead. I got nothing. I'm not up on my current.
Jennifer Aniston, Katy Perry, and who the fuck? What's the third? This is a good question.
Britney Spears with the shaved head.
No, dude. Let me tell you this.
Go.
I watched some X Factor with Spears. I can't fucking stand when she
it's
opens
like
her
Ronda
mouth.
It's like
Ronda Rousey. Oh, my God. No, it's worse. She sits there and she's like, oh, she looks kind of hot. I'm like, damn, that's kind of like slightly milfy. I don't know, whatever. It's looking pretty good. She's got some curves, whatever. And then she starts talking. I'm like, oh, no.
No, I take that back. Because she's got a real sloppy box. Because I remember there was a picture of her getting out of a limo once, like upskirt.
Is this available on Google?
Okay. Oh, yeah. Let it was it a real sloppy box. Okay. You won't know none of that. So she's got to be out.
So what would be the third one?
I don't know. I'm not up on my current entertainer slash celebrities.
Third entertainer slash celebrity?
Mm-hmm.
There's got to be one more.
Actor? Singer? Because I saw pictures of like Christina Aguilera of late, and she's been
packing on the pounds.
Yeah. If you could have her from like her Dirty video.
I know. I knew it. Danica Patrick. Yeah, you like that. See, he's like, huh?
Well, it's because I like it from the GoDaddy aspect.
I'm just saying, GoDaddy's the shit. But who wouldn't want to see her slightly
intoxicated
and less clothing?
Willing and ready. All right, Frank Fleming asks, thoughts on Congo turning down two fights in a row? And then he's got another question. I'll go on this one.
Who'd he turn down?
Roy Nelson was at least one, and I forget who the other one was. But in defense of him, they were both short notice fights.
Well, why would he take Nelson? Nelson would just take his ass down and submit the shit out of him.
Maybe.
Not cool.
I don't know.
And how's he going to finish Nelson? The guy's like fucking unfinishable.
Go to the body. Work the body, brother.
Work the body.
There's no sense working the head. It ain't working.
No. Nope.
Liver. Liver shots all day.
But he's got a lot of fat to protect the liver, though.
The liver's a little bit higher than the belly.
Is it?
Yeah, right. Okay. I'm just saying, work the liver. And then his next question. Oh, what do I, my thoughts on it? You know, you can make your own decisions. I just think it's curious because obviously it pisses off Dana White. And the only reason that anybody knows about this is because Dana will come out and say, hey, this fucking guy turned down this fight and that fight.
Pussy.
Yeah. he wants everyone to just
say,
yes, I'll take your fight. But if that's the case, then you need to change your contracts.
Right.
You know,
there's always good and bad matchups. And I think a lot of times fighters will pick and choose based on maybe he wasn't ready. Maybe Congo was busy doing other things. You know, maybe he's looking for other opportunities. Who knows? But does everybody really have to fight anybody? Is that really necessary?
If you're a man, okay, sure.
You can look at it like that. That's, or you can say, all right, it's my career. I'm going to be smart and I'm not going to fight the guys that could potentially fucking kick my ass.
Well,
and,
don't you want to prove that you're the best of the best?
Against the guys I think I can beat. Absolutely.
No, fuck that. I'll fight anybody, anywhere, anytime.
That's a young
Chael Sonnen, bitch.
That's a young man's approach.
Chael P. Sonnen is not a young man.
Oh.
He's a seasoned veteran.
I love Chael Sonnen, but I'll tell you this.
What?
There is a man who is very, very, very good at picking his moments and making himself look, better than he may or may not be. Of course he knows. I think he goes in... He says, no way John Jones takes that fight. I'm going to make him look like an idiot. I'm going to say, fuck you, John Jones. I'll take that shit. He's smart. That's all he is.
And he gets the fight.
Of course.
And he gets a huge payday.
Of course. And I'm all for it. But not everybody's going to fight everybody. Is that wrong? I don't know.
It's fighter opinion. I would fight whoever.
You would?
I wouldn't.
I'd be smart about it.
Fuck that. I'm an entertainer. As long as it's going to be a good... entertaining fight. I don't give a fuck if I win or lose.
Your body on the line out there.
Fight of the night, bitch. That's what I want. I want to entertain the fans. But that's why I would be cut.
No.
Like, Matt Griffith's got a 4-fight losing streak. He's the new
he's
Dan
been
Hardy.
Knocked out 6 times in a row. But it was
but God damn
awesome.
It, he wins fight of the night every time. He's love Chris Lytle.
Which is fuck. It'd be like $250,000 bonus.
Yeah, I'm brain dead, but hey, fucking A. I'm making shit happen for my family.
Yep.
That's what's important. And his other question was, what do you guys think of Meathead versus Nelson? Because now Mitrione had stepped up and took a fight with Roy Nelson.
It's interesting.
That's
torn on that because
for me.
Nelson is tough and Meathead is tough. And, you know, Nelson has way better jiu-jitsu. So I don't know how that fight's going to play out. It's going to be interesting. Are we going to talk about it, like, in detail at some point?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'll save my opinion.
Yeah, we probably got a week or so.
I think, I'll do it.
I don't know. Okay. I don't know when
I think it's
going to
be cool. I think it'll be real cool. Did you just throw up in your mouth?
I was thinking about like, there's a little something caught in my throat. I was like, trying to work something out there. Okay. A little dry throat. I don't know why. Ray Gomez, what super fight sounds more intriguing after watching UFC 154?
I say... For the fans, Anderson Silva, John Jones. For both fighters involved making the most possible money, I say Anderson Silva, GSP. Still makes more pay-per-view money than anybody else. I think it makes sense. They both have the GSP has the biggest pay-per-view versus Anderson Silva. John Jones is still not in that upper echelon of like pay-per-view draws. So, of course, we talked about this. I don't know when it was. I have a feeling Silva wants to fight GSP, A, because he's, of course, thinking GSP smaller, but B, mainly because GSP has a huge, huge pay-per-view draw. These guys could do like 2 million. They probably could do more than that. Imagine 2 million pay-per-view buys and how much fucking money that is. That is ridiculous.
That's a lot.
It is. Plus, they're going to both get in gate money, and they're getting all kinds of sponsor money. They could walk away with like 10 million each. It'd be almost like boxing numbers. But John Jones, I don't think draws that kind of, I don't think it does. Do you think it does?
I don't know. I've got like 3 thoughts in my head.
Go!
One of them I have to shelf because it's right on the line of decency.
Okay.
The second one on a super fight, I gotta change it up. I know you asked me a question. Well, I asked the question again. What'd you ask me?
I don't know. I can't remember. I said, what do you think? Like, do you agree that GSP versus Anderson Silva does way better numbers than Anderson Silva versus John Jones?
Probably.
Like, it's not even close, I don't think.
Well, I think, and I don't want to throw a race card in, but I'm going to.
Black versus white?
Yeah.
White, black versus black on black crime. No, I mean.
Well, it's not a Rampage thing, but maybe it's a Canadian thing. Maybe it's all Canada.
USA versus Brazil?
No, it's Canada versus USA then.
John Anderson Silva's not from the USA.
It's Canada. Canada versus Brazil. There you go. It's Well, I think those are actually the biggest selling fights is nation versus nation.
Sure. Well, GSP is like the voice of Canada, and Anderson Silva, is he the voice of Brazil? I don't know. Maybe.
Could be,
I guess. But, I mean, that is a fight you could put on in Dallas at the $80,000, $100,000 viewer Dallas Cowboys Stadium.
Yeah, on the big screen.
Hell yeah. You could put that shit there. But Anderson Silva, John Jones, I don't know, man. I don't think it even beats Lesnar. I don't think it beats Lesnar's crazy pay-per-view, 1.5 million or whatever it was. I don't think it does.
Probably not.
People are not that interested to see that. I think they are, but they're not. GSP, though, he still has that, like, and I think GSP can win that fight.
He could. I don't think any of these super fights happen. That's why I'll still lobby for Ronda Rousey and Gina Carano.
Put that shit as the co-main
Mud event. Wrestling.
3 million buys. Mud wrestling.
Sorry. Carano needs to make a comeback. That fucking juiced out monkey fucked her up.
Never gonna happen.
It was bullshit.
She's thick and large and in charge in her movie career now. She's got that.
Which one?
Gina Carano. She's got the thick body. I still haven't seen that. What is that movie?
Jesus Christ. That movie.
That movie.
I don't know.
You know what I'm talking about.
Exactly.
I haven't seen it. I may see it. If it comes out on free Netflix or Amazon Prime, I'll definitely check it out. But.
All right, moving on. Darren Verton asks, the current best three MMA camps in the world are?
Greg Jackson.
Yep.
I'd say Canadian TriStar.
Yep.
And who else?
Black House.
Yeah, probably. You got, well, is Kane, whatchamacallit, Junior still part
AKA
of Black House?
Could be thrown in there. Yeah. I don't know if it's top three, top five.
No. But Black House is what? Noguera, Silva.
Silva, Machida sometimes.
Machida, Shogun. No. Not Shogun.
There was a rift. It might have been. Amor. I don't know.
Maybe. The third one is up for debate. I think the top two for sure.
It's coming out of Brazil.
North, south.
There he goes again. He's threatening all you jiu-jitsuers. That's all he does every time. North south. I might as well. Let's just start north south.
I'll taste my PB, bitches.
You just start north south. It's a north south drill.
That's right.
It's all good. It's all good. Andy White says, will GSP and Silva ever fight?
Nope.
No. Connor Hills, does Nick Diaz win in his return? Yes or no?
Does he have a fight lineup? No, right?
No, not yet, but do you think he wins? I mean, it kind of depends who his opponent is.
Yeah.
You know?
170, I mean, shit.
It's hard to say who you get put
against. Do we need
to
see Jake Shields? No.
Huh? Mm-hmm. What?
Jake Shields?
What about him?
Fight him.
You just want brother versus brother, and you want Nate versus Nick?
Yeah, fuck it. Do it.
Let's go warrior style.
You know, I don't know. I think like a Diaz... Fuck, who's he gonna fight? Like, he needs a wrestler, like a Koscheck.
John Fitch.
Oh, not a, no.
Come on.
God.
John Fitch had a fucking entertaining ass fight.
I know, but he's not gonna fight Diaz, is he?
Probably not.
No.
Probably he's... not. Diaz is gonna fight himself. All right, Dion, or Dylan, I don't know how you wanna say that. I'm gonna go to Dylan Sills.
Wow.
Are my balls nice and firm?
They might be. But the question I have for you, are they tasty?
Oh, nice. Well, I'm gonna guess they're probably small. There's all the juice you're on. You need to lay off
like
the steroids.
Marble balls. Like you can flick them like our old school marbles.
Oh, goddamn. That'd be awesome. The sack of balls.
Yes.
And the last question, Daniel Ivanovich. Have you guys been in a life danger situation? I guess that's a life-threatening kind of situation.
I have.
Go.
Quite a few. The one that comes to mind first, though, is I used to live in Detroit, actually Detroit, not just like fucking around. I used to live in Detroit. Like, I lived in Detroit.
The Rock City.
Yeah. So, okay. So we're at a party.
Yeah.
My current wife was, which was at the time my girlfriend. So it was a good party. We decided to get in the car and drive home. So there was like a weird altercation right in front of us, and I was getting a little bit nervous. I was like, wow, that's weird. People are piling out of the car. Shit's going down. Yeah. I don't know, whatever, whatever. And then all of a sudden I see the, I'm like, oh, fuck. And I grab her head. I'm like, get down.
And he like, shoves it right in his lap.
Pow, pow, pow. So, yes, that was like 10 feet in front of me. Somebody was shooting guns off.
Wow.
Could have gone either way, but I figured with the engine and everything, with their heads down, probably were cool, but nobody got hurt, but I think a couple people...
I think his cock took the most damage.
My cock took major damage. No, that's, I mean, that's one that I recall vividly, because I remember, but the weird thing is I remember being not nervous. I remember being very calm and was like, all right, just get down. Not like that. Like, get down. Yeah. And I was like, just hold on. We're probably safe behind this engine block, I would guess. Right? I mean,
run a bitch over.
I don't know. I thought about it. I thought about hitting the gas, because if I would have went forward, I would have smashed him. And because the guys all pile out of the car and he was standing behind his, like, behind his car, I could have just run him over. But he wasn't shooting at us. He was shooting at somebody else. Some fucking idiot that just thought he was cool shooting guns off. But
did they find that guy afterwards, or he just capped off?
I have no clue. Don't know. That was my, that was, there's been more, but I've had the gun pulled in my face before. Again, I wasn't nervous about it. I was like, whoa, dude, I'm not the dude you're looking for. Calm down.
I'm not that guy.
I'm not the cops, okay? Just chill. Put the gun down.
Somehow, I'm guessing a blowjob was delivered.
Not by me.
No. The guy with the gun.
That's right.
Blowing himself.
What about you, sir?
I've had some. I don't feel to discuss them right now.
Okay.
It's all good.
There's more.
Then another day. That's a story for another day.
Fair enough.
So yes and no. All right, let's move to the knowledge guy.
No, I mentioned my knowledge earlier. Let me just say one thing.
Go.
The holidays have made me realize that it is a time of the year when you get together with family where the truth comes out about how people view life in certain situations. And they may or may not be racist. They may or may not be sexist. They may or may not be closed-minded. But at the end of the day... they're still family, I guess. So what the fuck are you going to do? All I'm saying is people. It's 2012.
Okay? Almost 2013.
Almost. There's no reason to be sexist, racist, prejudiced in any way, shape, or form.
Why not? Maybe I want to be. Maybe it's more fun. Maybe it's the way I was brought up.
Yeah.
It's not.
Men and women can both be massage therapists. Okay? It's okay.
It's awkward, Ingo.
It's fine.
Have you had a massage from a man?
Yes, I have.
It's a little awkward.
I didn't mind it. It was fine.
Okay.
When he stroked my cock and balls, I was a little bit like, whoa, dude. But
once he bent me over and like, fucked me up the ass, fine. I thought
it's all good.
We're halfway home.
This doesn't feel so
all
bad.
All you have to do is
and
shoot
he's
a
like,
load at me.
Don't worry. You're not gay. Just enjoy it.
Right.
So it's
if
all good.
If the massages, sucks your dick, fucks you up the ass, and drops a load in you, not gay.
As long as it's in that order, it's probably all right. I'm just
if he drops a load on you first while he hasn't fucked you in the ass.
That's just plain rude, sir.
That's crazy.
That's rude. So I'm just saying, it's a time of year where you realize, you know.
You should be thankful for things.
Yeah.
Right?
I suppose. I'm thankful. I mean, you know, life is good so far. What's your knowledge, sir?
I don't have any.
You have none?
No.
No, no. You shaved your head again, I noticed.
I do that sometimes.
Goatee now?
I like to mix things up, keep people guessing.
Okay.
Like when my family goes, what's this here? Like with both my daughters and my wife within 24 hours, what do you got going on here? Like, did you take a marker and darken that shit
it's
in?
It's a goatee,
like, no,
bitches.
Just, sometimes I grow it, sometimes I don't. It's time for a change.
Okay.
I like to change things up for once.
Well.
It's all good.
It's all good. You should just go clean everything, bald.
That's a lot of work. I'd have to take a razor
out.
Should
go tanning.
I should be tanning. Should get that Tommy Morrison look going.
In winter.
I hear that's hot for 2013.
Get some pec implants. Yeah. You know what I was hearing?
What?
Some people are getting ass implants. Butt cheek implants.
Why?
I don't know.
That seems, the whole thing is ridiculous. Even tit implants are ridiculous. Have you ever felt a fake tit?
It's false advertising.
Feels like a goddamn elbow.
It's false advertising.
Maybe those are bad fake tits.
It's false. No, there are no good fake tits. It's false advertisement. Looks are not they are kind of. They're important, but you don't want to be
real is better.
You don't want to be like, okay, it's like when I'm trying to draw a good analogy, but it's like bullshit. Like when you have a when you're window shopping and you see this and it's like it looks amazing and then you go to touch it and you're like, but something wrong there.
It's like Willy Wonka in the Chocolate Factory.
Okay.
I don't know how this is going to relate, but I'm just going to throw you a premise. And I'll go with it.
I can't catch him. Hit that one out of the park.
Because I want a theme park that's Willy Wonka in a Chocolate Factory. It looks so awesome on the screen that I could imagine in reality, but it'll never fucking happen.
That's true.
That's how it's funny. Real, but fake. Fake, but you want it to be real.
Yes.
You'll never get it.
No. So, that has been this week's edition of MMA Nuts. My name is Igor Weigold.
I'm still Matt Griffith.
Good to know. Even though we will be back next week or not, or maybe should be. I don't know what's going on.
We'll be back.
December is a very busy month, so we're going to try to get ahead of this fucker.
We're always ahead of the curve.
So, everything we discussed
tonight... What the hell does that mean, anyway, being ahead of the curve? What the fuck is the curve?
Well, it's the bell curve.
And you're ahead of it?
Well, no, because, like, the bell curve, from what I remember, like, most people fall in the middle of the range, and you want to be ahead of the curve, because that means you're at the top.
It means you bought the stock at the right price, and you're still at the top. That's how I would look at it.
Sure.
Okay, good. Done. Is that it?
Yes.
Thanks for playing. Abrupt ending number
128.